This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey's official media say that Turkish troops killed 21 Syrian soldiers and destroyed artillery pieces and missile launchers after two Turkish soldiers were killed Thursday. As Matthew LaRotunda reports for Reuters, the deaths come as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed to a ceasefire in Syria's Idlib region.
As part of the ceasefire agreement, Russian and Turkish troops will conduct joint patrols together in Idlib. But this isn't the first time they've done joint patrols there, nor is it the first ceasefire. Syria has gone through several ceasefires. All have collapsed. And while Putin expressed his condolences for the deaths of Turkish troops, both sides have blamed each other in the past for failure to coordinate and avert such events. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan says his country reserves the right to respond to any attack by forces loyal to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. In the meantime, he says Turkey and Russia will work together to supply humanitarian aid. The civilian toll has been profound. The United Nations believes the fighting in Idlib has sparked what may be the worst humanitarian disaster of the 9-year war.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Another Democratic presidential candidate, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, has now bowed out of the race. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has those details.
I am suspending my campaign for president.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was then asked, who will you endorse?
Let's take a deep breath and spend a little time on that. We don't have to decide that this minute.
Warren never finished higher than third in the first four states and was routed on Super Tuesday. She failed to win any of the 14 states voting and finished third in Massachusetts behind Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Countries around the world are taking increasingly stringent measures to combat the spread of the coronavirus. This is VOA News. Palestinian authorities announced a 30-day state of emergency and closed the town of Bethlehem and its Church of the Nativity just weeks ahead of the busy Easter holiday. Japan said visitors from China and South Korea face a 2-week quarantine and will be barred from public transportation. A move Seoul criticized as unreasonable, excessive, and extremely regrettable. In the United States, the virus has spread across 17 states with more than 200 people infected and 12 deaths. In a town hall on Fox News Channel, President Donald Trump said he thinks the U.S. economy will bounce back from the effects of the virus.
It's going to all work out. Everybody has to be calm. It's all going to work out.
The U.S. Senate passed $8.3 billion worth of emergency funds to fight the virus. President Trump is expected to sign this bill on Friday. Mainland China's National Health Commission said Friday it had 143 new cases of infection, up from a day earlier. Airlines could lose $63 billion to $113 billion in revenue for passenger traffic globally in 2020. That's depending on how the coronavirus spreads. International Air Transportation Association said this on Thursday. Brian Pierce is the chief economist.
That's a serious shock. It's double what we had been expecting for just the Asia Pacific region, as now this situation affects airlines globally.
Pierce said the last time the industry faced a revenue shock of this magnitude was in 2009 during the global financial crisis. The International Criminal Court has given a go-ahead for prosecutors to open a probe targeting the Taliban, Afghan forces, and U.S. military, as well as CIA personnel for war crimes and crimes against humanity. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
After a preliminary probe that lasted more than a decade, prosecutor Fatou Bensouda asked judges in November 2017 to authorize a far-reaching investigation. She said there is information that members of the U.S. military and intelligence agencies committed illegal acts, principally in the 2003-2004 period. Today's decision gives Bensouda the green light. Washington, however, has long rejected the court's jurisdiction and refuses to cooperate with it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Alabama man who was convicted of murder in a 2004 killing of three police officers was executed by lethal injection Thursday. Nathaniel Woods, he was 43, was pronounced dead at 9:01 p.m. Central Standard Time at the Holman Correctional Facility in Alabama, according to corrections officials. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.